forest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Hours to Protect, Ireland is making significant strides towards a sustainable future, and the renewable energy sector is at the forefront of this movement. As the nation transitions towards cleaner energy sources, a multitude of job opportunities are emerging. James Delahunt is the corporate finance partner of KPMG Sustainable Futures, and he says renewable energy sites can bring an economic boost to the local community.
Yeah, like, I think it's very significant. Ultimately, the energy transition represents one of the largest capital investments in the history of the state that mobilizes both public and private sector capital. And that money will be spent in the development and construction of new generation assets and the developmental grid, etc. And what's interesting is that capital is going to be spent all over the country, particularly in regional rural areas, and in particular the Midlands, being given the nature of its topography and land, is very much central to that. So there are existing supports in the renewable energy support scheme, RES, which is ultimately, it contains a mandatory community benefit fund of €2 per megawatt hour for all generation projects to be used for the wider economic, environmental, social and cultural well-being of local communities like the Midlands. So those community benefit funds under the RES auction, the first RES auction, actually deliver close to €4 million a year of sustainable community initiatives. So as we see more projects being built out across the country, and in particular across the Midlands, those community funds will be larger. In addition, it results in stable electricity generation for local homes and businesses that benefit from that, as we have independent sources of energy, increased job creation, which I'll go on to talk about in terms of the profile of jobs. But ultimately, the construction of these projects and the operation and long-term ownership of these projects requires a lot of people working on them and skills working on them in the local area. And then it also provides that reliable power supply, which, you know, global events over the last 2 years has illustrated the importance of that. So if you think about the kind of the construction of these projects, it's a lot of the sort of jobs that would be in the planning system as they go through the planning regime. And in order to do that, there's needs for types of ecologists, planning consultants, engineers, but also as then it's constructed, it's probably more the traditional construction related jobs that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be renewable specific, but gives opportunity for that. And then in terms of the long term ownership, there's a wide range of engineering jobs, electrical engineering, structural engineering types, but also these are very valuable assets for the asset owners, for the country. So there's roles for accountants, financiers, lawyers, planning consultants as well, in terms of the overall ownership, operation and maintenance. So according to a government study called Skills for Zero Carbon, the demand for renewable energy, residential retrofit and electric vehicle deployment skills to 2030, that in order to deliver on the climate action plan targets, employment in wind and solar energy will have to quickly increase to 8,000 within a number of years and ultimately stand at 9,000 by 2030. And finally, what we're also seeing, we do a lot of work internationally, is Ireland is ahead of other European countries and global countries in terms of their level of deployment of renewable energy. Ultimately, the skills that we're developing in this will be in demand and are in demand in the global economy as other countries evolve into their transition into renewables. And one of the kind of global organizations, IRENA, have a renewable energy jobs report, and in their last annual review said that worldwide employment in renewable energy will be greater than 38 million by 2030. So the skills that we're developing in the Midlands and beyond will be skills that can be exported over the long run.
A number of projects are being planned for the Midlands region.
Well, if you look at the kind of the profile of the land of the Midlands, it's land that is ideally suited to a lot of the onshore wind projects that we see and solar projects, because it's largely kind of good flat land, and in areas is of high wind and reasonable irradiation for solar. So practical examples is the Bordenamona Energy Parks. They're expected to develop over 200 megawatts of wind, solar and green hydrogen technology on about 7,500 acres of its land banks in County Meath, Offaly and Westmeath. This is attractive to industrial and high demand energy users, such as large distribution facilities and data centres. And then there's co-location of projects is more sustainable and more optimal use of grid assets. Similarly, in 2021, ESB had unveiled plans to replace traditional power plants with new renewable energy centres. So they have demolished large industrial power stations and are looking for new use of plant and equipment from power plants. So they had identified Shannon Bridge, Offaly and Lanesborough Longford sites to include new energy storage capabilities in the future. And they confirmed the transfer of €5 million to the Just Transition Fund and exploring development of part of the Midland sites for use by community groups.
There will also be opportunities for small-scale renewable energy projects where local people and farmers can contribute in a meaningful way to the climate agenda.
They're being rolled out in kind of different areas of government departments. Some examples is there's currently the micro generation support scheme, or SS as it's called, which has allowed consumers, businesses and farmers to sell electricity back to the grid from installations of between 6.1 kilowatts and 50 kilowatts. And domestic applicants can apply to the SEAI for a grant towards the cost of installing solar PV equipment up to a maximum of €2,400. Similarly, there's SRES, as it's called. So the government is currently developing the small scale renewable energy generation auction, which should provide communities a chance to build out communal projects through structures such as cooperatives and development trusts. Eligible project size will be greater than 50 kilowatts, but smaller than typical commercial generators. And the scheme should be available to community or local or SME projects from 2024, according to the SRES high level design.
Mr. Delahunt says the short to medium term future is very exciting.
This is ultimately one of the greatest megatrends that we're going to see in our time is the energy transition from brown to green. The Midlands and the nature of the parties that are operating in the Midlands are absolutely central to that. It's going to create increased job creation and upskilling of local talent as fossil fuels are phased out and Ireland strives to reach net zero by 2050. It's going to result in continued investment in the projects in the Midlands with significant players such as ESB and Bordenamona proving their dedication to the development of land banks across the Midlands, and more industry players will follow suit. And what I'd like to see personally is more community ownership of projects. So if you look at countries like Denmark, where they're a world leader in renewable energy sector and emphasize the need for community engagement, with 20% of all new wind projects requiring a 20% community ownership, for example. So we think that there is very significant investment construction of projects, which is going to be exciting to see. And if we actually think longer term, the technology and rate of change in this industry is fascinating. So what we're building now, ultimately those assets will produce power, but there's going to be what they call ancillary technologies around those assets developed. And we're seeing that both in onshore and offshore sectors as well. So I think that it's a very exciting time. And I think in the context of renewable energy in the Midlands, the future is bright.
For more information about working in the renewable energy sector, see ours2protect.ie or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.